Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm so excited for you to hear this episode. In October of 2019, I went and got stem cell regenerative therapy for the first time. I was almost dragged there by my good friend, Dr. Lauren Fitzgerald, and I cannot tell you how thankful I am for her for introducing me to Dr. L. Amin. Okay, so in this next little section, you're going to hear a little snippet of my day at the clinic and during my procedure, and then I'm going to take you live into our Get Lit experience, Learn, Inspire, Transform, where Dr. L. Amin comes on stage with me, and you get to hear so many amazing things about not just stem cells, but just about the human body and his love and passion for what he does as a doctor, in addition to some really good takeaways for you to be inspired and continue to learn, inspire, and transform your life. Get ready to trust and believe.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So what's happened is you basically have, more than likely, probably you have patellofemoral arthritis. And what that means is, so as the kneecap comes here, it has a little area where it sits, where the kneecap sits. Mm-hmm. And so when you are sitting in flexion or you're sitting down, that kneecap and that trochlear region of the bone is like that. And you have a huge amount of stem cells from your iliac crest. So what I like to do is take a little bit from that, because I gotta numb you up, gotta put a needle down there. It's a little painful, but you'll be all right. You okay?
I'm great.
Ooh, there you go. Ooh. Little shiny teeth coming out to play. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Just breathe a little bit, that's all.
You got this.
You're doing very well, actually.
Oh, my gosh. And this machine basically is going to spin it down for 15 minutes and then separate all of that cells that we do want.
Okay.
And then discard the rest of the stuff that we don't want.
So this is your stem cells that we harvested from you. This is pure stem cells.
Yeah, I'm good.
They're going to feel a little awkward. Right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so wild. Thank you. Thank you.
That's you, man.
Please give it up for Dr. Sadiq Al Amin. Oh, yeah, there he is. Good job.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Come on over.
That is beautiful. Wow.
You really changed my life.
That's the first time I've seen that video.
I edited it myself, I must say.
Wow, that is absolutely just amazing.
And yeah. then another shout out to Dr. Lauren Fitzgerald. Where are you? She was telling me since the summer, which is a long time for me. She just kept saying, you know, you need to get this done.
Yeah.
And I'm just probably like a lot of you, I'm a skeptic.
Yeah.
And you know, because my knees are my body, and it's always a bit fearful to do something different. So, thank you so much. I mean, it really, really changed me.
First of all, I got to say thank you to you, because once again, you are bringing something innovative to the world. You're sharing your story. Not a lot of people can do that. So, kudos to you. Kudos for putting this on and sharing this.
This is amazing. So, just so you guys know, he is mad cool. Like, you go to his doctor's office and you're like, am I in the doctor's office or am I here to cut up? It's like the energy is so fun and so great, but you are so extremely knowledgeable. So the first half of our talk, or first little bit, I really want you to tell people not just what stem cells are, but really, you know, how they came about and why you got involved in it. And then we're gonna talk more about how many people here have any kind of joint issues, knee issues. Look at those hands. It's like probably everybody. My fault. I keep him in business. And then we'll go into that. And we wanna talk about just absolutely. The anatomy of the knee and things we could do. But how did it come about?
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, I actually got introduced to this. I believe it or not, this is gonna sound a little nerdish, but I got introduced to this when I was 1988 at MIT. I know. Who knows, right? I was hanging out at MIT, met a guy, came in. He's like, you know, stem cells are going to take over the world someday. You need to learn about this. I was like, this is 88. I was like, are you kidding me? What's a stem cell? And he was like, no, seriously, really, you need to learn about this. And I started doing research on this, and then I just started to see that this is God's way of healing. This is God's giving you the power to heal yourself. And if you can just do it the right way, do it in a way in which you trust someone that you don't hurt them, you can really give them back their life. Mm-hmm. So that's how it kind of started, is I wanted to be on that cutting edge of both medicine and offer my patients something safe, but something alternative to having surgery. Because once you have surgery or someone takes your knee out and replaces it, you're done. That's it. There's no going back. So being on that cusp of being able to prevent that is huge.
And I think that's really profound that you said that, because when I was in his office and he's giving me the stem cells, he's like, you know, I'd much rather do surgery because I really enjoy it. You know, like that's what he does. So for you to want to find a preventative way of something, making that happen, that speaks volumes about who you are and how you care about your patients.
Well, not only that, I mean, people don't know, I am a surgeon. I do cut, all right? I have a license to cut, all right?
He'll cut you.
I can cut you, no. But the point of it is surgery's not for everyone. And we talked about this, is that what if you're not ready to have surgery? What if you don't need surgery? I mean, typically, if you can find a way to heal within yourself naturally, that is so huge for people. And we look at the opioid epidemic, or what's going on right now, and people saying, I'm in pain, I get addicted. If you can provide other alternatives to get them back, you're really, really making a difference.
Speaking of healing yourself naturally, so I have to tell you guys, and you saw in the video. So Lauren and I were in the room, and one of the medical assistants came in, and I saw the mallet. And then I saw this thing, I said, what? You know, I'm looking at her like, we about to fight. Like, because I was just like, what is this? And then, but it was really amazing, speaking about healing yourself, like tell them exactly what you did in my hip and
absolutely.
And other things.
All right, so first of all, I said, get the biggest mallet we can find, because it's Sean T. He's gonna feel this, because from all those years when I started, I watched you on video and I was burning, I had to pay you back. No, just joking. So this goes back to 88 for me.
A lot of y'all wanted that hammer, huh?
No, let's back up. First of all, you know, stem cells are pretty much the cells in your body that is giving you the ability to heal yourself. You know, when we were born, God gave us these amazing cells that have this ability to become whatever tissue they want. And as we age, what aging is the lack of those stem cells declining, right? So you notice if you cut yourself when you were younger, you healed quickly. But as you get older, it takes a long time for that incision to heal or that wound to heal. That's because the number of stem cells that you have in your body are declining over time. That's basically what aging is. Mm. Aging is the loss of those stem cells that you had when you were a kid. Now, we know that they're in several locations. They can either be found in your fat, they can be found in your bone marrow, or you can get them from other sources off the shelf, which we'll talk about later. So those are your three options. Typically, the most abundant the most powerful ones are usually from your actual bone marrow. But the problem is you can't get a lot of them. Does that make sense? We talked about that. They're a nice little bullet, but the bullet is a small bullet. So what we did is we actually prepared you, and a lot of times back in the day, we used to do this in surgery, but a lot of guys have gotten really good at it. We numb you up, small numbing medicine, and then we use a device that goes right inside your bone and actually pulls out your stem cells. Now I know it sounds very archaic, it really does, but we've come a long way, because if you think about it, a lot of people don't understand this, when you give a bone marrow transplant, all right, somebody with leukemia, or you help someone, that's what you're doing. You're harvesting their stem cells, and you're getting rid of all their bad cells, and then you're replacing it. And by doing that, you're giving them re-life, or sort of kind of a new system to grow and to heal. So we kind of take the same concept of, instead of taking a huge amount of bone marrow, we just take a little bit of the cells, and then we take them, we spin them down, and we get that concentrate of stuff that you saw that we produced. And I, as we call them, we term little Shantees, right?
Well, I thought that was very interesting, and it actually made sense to me because, you know, we pulled them from my hip. He said, these are where the little Shantees are. These are, like, these stem cells are like the stem, as close to you as a child or a baby as possible. Because what you do for a lot of people, if you don't pull it from the hip, is they come from...
They either come from the abdomen, you can get it from the abdomen, you know, but you, come on, really? You got to...
We were in the office, and he's like, you know, we can either get them from the adipose tissue in the abdomen, or this... I was like, listen...
Literally, I was like,
I'm
like,
kidding, I'm being so silly.
You got like two cells in your stomach, so... What was I going to do with two cells, Sean? Nothing. So I said, I got to take it from your hip. And he said, what? Take it from your hip. And then we also, you know, added, we augmented it with some other things to help out. Because it's not just the cells. And this is important because stem cells have gotten a bad rep. It really has. I mean, you hear all these podcasts of people saying, oh, you don't, stem cells are coming from embryos. They're not really coming from embryos. No one uses them from embryos. Let's get rid of that. I mean, they are coming from either you or they're coming from a source of either placental tissue or some nature. And long as they're tested and they're safe and the company does what they need to do, then they're gonna be amazing. They're gonna change, they're the next level of medicine. I mean, just like we had the biotech industry or we had the tech industry, we had now the internet, all this stuff, I think the next revolution is regenerative medicine. And I'm excited to be involved in that.
Yeah, thank you. And I think that like the next level of that was, for me, I mean, I felt an immediate difference. Yes. It was immediate. It was kind of crazy because I was like, what? But I felt an immediate difference. Does everyone feel that?
Absolutely. So this is why I'm gonna get a little nerdy on you guys, but just back me up. Say, Dr. Elliman, you're losing.
No, get super nerdy. I like super nerdy.
There is a protein in the stem cells or in these type of materials called interleukin-1RA, all right? This is the same molecule that binds to what they call the opioid receptors in the body. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Why is that important? So when you get it, it binds to those same receptors as if you were taking pain medicine. So it masks those receptors. That's why people say, what the? I don't feel any more pain. And so that's the natural way of healing. And I'm excited about this because think about how many people are addicted to pain meds, and if they get this, they could be off of it. That's huge. So I expect that you know, as we go on, we're going to see more information about this interleukin-1RA. So you go and press your friends, be like, hey, interleukin-1RA, do you have that? I'm like, no. Well, you need to know about this. And if I could put that in people's drinks, I would. Because it's really, I mean, and that's one of the things that's really done that. It really makes a big difference.
Yeah, I think that so what's really crazy for me is, and Scott can attest to this, so as I've gone through the process of my cells regenerating, right. It's not that I have zero pain. I'm not going to say I have no pain at all. He actually called me and was like, you are a professional athlete. Because, you know, I'm a fitness person, but I think you saw the way that I work out. He was like, this guy's crazy. But even though, if I overdo it, when I play tennis for 6 hours a day, I do feel pain. However, to be able to do this, I was not able to do this, y'all. For real. I could not have my feet together. You know, in insanity when we do suicide jumps or
in, out, showing teeth, y'all.
And I'll tell you this, and this is the funny thing. This is where I developed the in and out ab, fast in and out ab in max 30, I think it was, when I started doing this instead of this, because I couldn't do that anymore. But now I can, and that is the craziest thing. For years, I wasn't able. If I was down here like this, I swear to God, sorry, Mom, but if I was down here like this, I would have to find a table, a chair, arm of a chair, to push myself back up. To pick my kids up beforehand, I would be like, I would have one of the kids, I would be like, you gotta take Silas, because I can't pick him up from this level. But, you know, and I would have to find a way, and now I can like go down, I can play with them, I can stand up, and just like, it's really remarkable.
You know the interesting thing about this, and I'm gonna lie, I called you a lot because I was afraid. Because I was like, Sean, you need to slow down.
Yeah.
I mean, you are beating those stem cells up to take, you know, I'm like, no, you can't do that. But, you know, you made me a better doctor. And I'll tell you why. Because I trusted you, because I was like, I'm not slowing down. I know that's what you wanted to say to me, because that's what you're doing. And I said, you know, can you really push this after you give somebody treatments? And I have a bunch of athletes I've taken care of, some pro athletes, and I'd say, well, you need to take a couple days off, but, you know. They say immediately, well, Sean T ain't taking any time off. I was like, I guess you're right.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, it was interesting because he told me, and I think a lot of you can attest to this, he told me, he's like, you know, you need to take like 3 days off. And I'm like... And so the first day, I mean, I did take off. The second day, I took off for 3 days, but remember, I don't know if you follow me, but if you do, I was doing push-ups. I did like 200 push-ups one day, and I like Instagrammed it, and I talked to him right before. I was like, listen, I got to do something. But it was interesting because my knees actually felt great. I mean, there is, like maybe a 30, 45 minutes after you get the stem cells,
yeah.
I mean, I did feel kind of like a fullness in my knee.
Right.
It was like,
absolutely.
You know, I eventually got an MRI,
right.
Which, you know, he gets an MRI and an x-ray because so he can see what's in your knee, but I have like a cyst on the back, I think my left knee.
Right.
And so there was some stuff that I felt, and Lauren and I were in the car, I was like, oh no, like I think I pulled something. Like, what's happening? And you guys are like, he's fine, you're fine.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Calm down, you're fine. But, because I was being very dramatic.
Yeah.
Who, me? So, you know, so I felt all these things, and you were telling me to slow down, and I was like, I can tell he really didn't want me to do anything, but I was like, well, let me see. I'm like, if this is good, then it can handle me. But I'm just
But you're absolutely right, and people ask me, well, Dr. Alamine, how does this work? Kind of explain, like, you know, what's really going on? Break it down to me, because I feel better, but if I feel better, why can't I do what I need to do? And the way I explain it is, over the year, we get wear and tear. I mean, it's kind of like the treads on the tire. They're going to wear out. And the way I describe it is the joints are pretty much, if I take a piece of ice and I throw it against a smooth ground, it's going to slide. That's how the joint works. Over time, we get wear and tear, and that smooth surface almost becomes almost like cobblestone or potholes in New York. All right? And what the stem cells or the regenerative therapy does, it goes in and it fills in those potholes. And so it smooths out. So that's why we tell people to kind of chill out a little bit, because I put those cells go in there in those little potholes, and they want to attach and stay and grow. And if you do a little too much too soon, you can displace them. But, you know, again, I'm not going to lie, this is just, you know, another accolade of who you are and what you're about is you have obviously phenomenal DNA. You have phenomenal cells because you were able to. No, this is true, because you were able to get back very quickly and do what you need to do and heal yourself. And I think that's amazing.
So my next question is, if anyone's here have ever had issues with it or go to the doctor, how is this different? I mean, I know the answer, but I think people should know, than a cortisone shot.
Oh. Let's not even go there.
No, let's go there.
Oh, okay.
I want to
hear
that. Let's go
I'll
there.
I'll be honest with you. Studies are coming to show up that cortisone shots are actually cardiotoxic to the cells in the cartilage, that they can actually damage the cartilage long time. They may make you feel good immediately, but they're more of have a destructive property. And it's not just the cortisone that they use. It's also some of the anesthetics, like the lidocaine, marcaine that they put in there. And that has been shown to actually kill cartilage cells. So I try my best. You got to hit me over the head for me to inject, you know, cortisone or lidocaine or marcaine inside your joints. because, again, I'm trying to preserve and repair and rebuild, not destroy. And so we're getting away from that. Guys who understand the science are doing much things like PRP, platelet-rich plasma factor, taking it from yourself and using that. But the problem with PRP is it just doesn't have all the growth factors and all the those things that are needed to sustain the healing process. But we're getting there. So, you know, I try to stay away from joint injections with that type of stuff.
Yeah, because I'll tell you guys an interesting story. So I don't know how many years ago, way before I came to you, I didn't want to get a cortisone shot, but I ended up getting it anyway. And it worked for one day.
Yep.
Like literally, it only worked for 24 hours. Everyone was, and then I was taking anti-inflammatory pills, and I hate taking pills in general, but I took anti-inflammatory pills, and they made my stomach hurt. Yep. And so, you know, but I had the option. My doctor, he told me, he's like, you can get PRP, but I think the recovery, and I was going to be like shaved down the bone, spur in my knee, and I didn't do it, and I was just like, I was always like skeptical of it, but I was skeptical of stem cells too. But this, you know, I think because Lauren had done it, and it was someone that's like, I did this, like it worked for me, I see how she dances and shakes that thing, that tail feather, that I was like, oh, cool, like this, okay, this is someone that does it, someone I trust. So the next thing, what is the, as an orthopedic surgeon, what is the most common injury that comes through your operating room?
Well, I mean, I'm a shoulder specialist, upper extremities, and I love the shoulder. That's because when I was 13, I dislocated my shoulder, and that's how I got introduced into orthopedics because I had to have surgery. So I love the shoulder. I sleep at night, I dream about the shoulder. I'm serious. I'm being honest with you.
I've never heard anybody say that before in my life.
And then if I can have some stem cells and a shoulder surgery, that's kind of like, that's like the cherry on top of the sundae. So when shoulder comes into our clinic, I'm excited about it. I'm just like, that's, but you know, one of the most common injuries I think that really affect, you know, our generation and people is the ACL. People tear their anterior cruciate ligament. Those are fun to do. Again, you know, a lot of people, who knows Adrian Peterson? He's the running back for, he tore his ACL, and he was able to get back after he had stem cell therapy as well. He's also, you know, he doesn't mind me talking about, he's also a client of mine as well, and he's done well. He's in the year 15 now, doing well in the NFL. So, I mean, it has really helped a lot of people. So I'm excited to the point to where my goal and my surgeon colleagues are probably going to be mad at me when I say this, but, you know, if I can avoid surgery and get people to heal, I think I do a better job and better justice to that patient.
And it's true. And I'm the same way. You know, I think surgery, there's some times where you go and you need it. And it's like, this is the thing that's going to make you feel better, function, have a better quality of life. But if you have I would say if you have like 50 or 60% function, you know, try this because it really worked for me. I'm like, and I don't like really pushing anything like that, but I'm telling you, it's so incredibly amazing for my quality of life. And
absolutely.
I think that's like the longevity of me and just being able to enjoy what I do.
Right.
One of the things I loved about filming Transform 20 is because I had such a hard time doing squats, like that step lifted my butt, you know what I'm saying, more than it helped. But it's true, and it's like, it's one of those things where, you know, I was kind of finding a way around what I really wanted to do to find a better quality of life, and now I feel like I've gone back into the zone of feeling really good. The next question I have is because a lot of people are all different ages and fitness levels. I mean, me and my friend Charlene here, she's in the AARP. Don't get mad, this is our little joke. She's like, when are you going to do a workout for the AARP? And it's so funny, you know, but the thing is, when I came home and I had my stem cells, and I was super excited, and my family, my mother-in-law specifically saw that. She was like, wow. She was like, you know, we were talking about, could she use it? Because she has problems in her shoulder, like she wasn't able to get her shoulder up. So as people age, how do stem cells affect them? Like, well, like what is the difference that they're going to see? Because I have these certain kind of cells. You said I have good DNA, but what about somebody
who may not? You're absolutely right. That's right, because what you give me is what I give you back.
Right.
Right. So if you've been bad to your stem cells, they're going to be bad to you. No. Again, that is important. But I've done this on people in their 80s.
Wow.
And they've done well. You know, what do you do with that patient that is 83, they're at home, they're in pain, they can't get a total knee or a replacement because they medically aren't ready, or the doctor says if you operate and you're going to die? What do you do? Do you just say, okay, fine, put you in a wheelchair, put you in a corner? No. Regenerative therapy is a great alternative to a lot of those patients, and it's helped them out. You know, people have called me and said, you don't understand, my mom is no longer having pain. Thank you so much. And, you know, that's important. And then the other option, if you don't have a good stock of stem cells, or if you're not blessed with Shanti's, then the object would be to then use over-the-counter. And you know, one of the things that, you know, one of the companies here that we're talking about is BioIntegrate, which is one of the, to me, one of the leaders of regenerative medicine. You know, we figured out a way to harvest those cells and those growth factors and make them safe and be able to give them to people who don't want to say, I don't want you in my hip, or I don't have any, only have two cells in my stomach, or I'm too old to go through that procedure. And it's been very helpful for people.
So let's talk about, we have about 5 minutes left, but two things I want to talk about. And the first one is, you know, I love how you say, I try to avoid surgery. You find ways for people to heal themselves.
Right.
What percentage of professional athletes would you say have some sort of orthopedic injury or overuse injury by the time they end their career?
A lot of them, all right? I would say a lot. I would say, if I had to guess, I would say 90%.
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, think about this. No matter what sport you play.
And you're all athletes. I want to be clear.
Right. And that's what I told him. I said, Sean, you're a pro athlete. You got to start thinking that. You're making video.
And guess what? You guys are all doing you. All of you guys are doing it too. And that's why it's important for me, because a lot of people think that just because you're not on the field or on the court or getting a, you know, $1 million contract with an endorsement, that you're not a pro athlete. You guys, believe it or not, I remember saying this is like six, seven years ago. I was the host of Arthur Ashe Kids Day, which is the kids show for the U.S. Open. Australian Open's my favorite. And I went up to Novak Djokovic, and I was like, have you tried insanity? He's like, that's just way too hard for me.
Yeah.
Like, this is like, he is like more than 10 Grand Slam champion in a professional sport, does 7 matches over a 2-week span, 5 setters, and he says, he was like, that's too hard. So I want you guys, what he's about to talk about, you are professional athletes.
Yeah,
I want you guys to think about that as you say.
You are. I mean, when we took your x-rays, I mean, your x-rays, you know, if I took your x-rays and put them next to, you know, a 15-year NFL or NBA vet, they'd be very similar, you know? So, and I told you, if you want to be able to work out and do this for the rest of your life, which I think is, I applaud everyone for doing that, because a healthy living is the best way to live, then you also have to take care of your joints and your body the same way you work out. Mm. And that means the regenerative process. And so one thing I tell every athlete, I don't care what sport you play, everybody has one thing in common. You all are susceptible to injury and wear and tear. You play tennis, soccer, football. I don't even care if you're even a professional chess player. You could have an injury. You could have an overuse injury.
Well, and that was going to be my next and final question, and then we'll get to how people can really reach you and reach out to you. So my next question is, so a lot of people are like, you know, I hear people say, I don't want to work out. I don't want to work that hard. I don't want to do this because I would get injured. What about people who don't work out at all? Do they still come in?
Absolutely. Those are the ones that are the ones I get more often because, again, they slip and fall. They get injured. They don't recover as quickly. As you know, the whole point of regenerating is increasing blood flow, increasing the good things into the body to help you heal. That's all we're really doing. I'm just basically taking something from one spot and putting it into another just to help you heal. And that's what working out does. It increases, you know, blood flow, vascularization. It causes, gets rid of all the bad things that can injure you. So if you're not active, you're not doing that, then you're more likely to get hurt quicker.
Yeah.
And need this.
So I just want you all to know, because some people get afraid, like, oh, I'm going to get injured, or you have this. Or like, you know, oh my God, is it your workouts that do that? It's like, I think anything we do, we're susceptible to injury, but I think the blood flow is really important. And I think that's what makes, I know, that's what makes all of us feel good, like those endorphins that you feel at the end of your workout, like you pushing, the higher your heart rate gets, the more your blood pumping, the faster your blood is pumping. That's energy, and that's restoration, and that's regenerating. That's keeping your body and muscles good. Okay, I wish we had 30 more minutes, but I really want you to tell people how to find you. We're going to provide after this, we're going to send an email out to everyone that came today just with a form to fill out, just in case they want to reach out to you, they can send to you. If you have an injury, if you feel like stem cells might be something you're interested in, a consultation with him, I'm telling you, not only will you laugh and have a good time, but you will be like, oh, like this is, and you'll be like, this is interesting, and it'll help take you to the next level.
But yeah, it is, because I think what I want people to know or take from this is that whoever you choose or whoever you go in, you want that doctor to take you through a journey. Is that important? This is a journey. We talked about this, that you know, someday you may need surgery, but if you do, we know that we did everything in our power to prevent that from happening. And if we do that knee surgery, guess what? I'll do a good job. You could be fine. But the point of it is you want, whoever you choose, you want to make sure that that doctor communicates with you and takes you through that journey and explains what's going on. Because the goal is not to say, stop working out. Because I told you, Sean, no more.
That would decrease my quality of life.
Yeah, you would have like blown up my clinic. I get it. But the point of it is let's work and let's get to that point so you can continue to do what you love. So I basically have a clinic in Atlanta, but you know, I did my training here in New York, hospital special surgery. So
I spent
some time with the Knicks while I was here. So I'm a New Yorker. But my main clinic is down in Atlanta, outside Atlanta, in Duluth, Georgia.
And I think one of the coolest things, this was cool to me, the day that I met him, and you know, we did the procedure. But I think the thing that's important is, you know, he really goes above and beyond to make sure that your journey is the right journey and really wants to spend time with you. And, you know, I really felt I was going to come in there and, like, in and out. And you really, you know, you really spent a lot of time, like, figuring out what it is that I needed. And I just appreciate that.
I mean, I am blessed to do what I love. And like you say, like, you know, just while you have that passion to work out and to motivate people, you know, I watch what you do, and, you know, it inspires me to just want to be a better doctor. That's why I said you made me a better doctor. And you know, I hope that, you know, our story touches people, help people, change people's lives, and then, you know, that's all we can do is make the place a better place.
Give it up for Dr. Sadiq Alami.
Thank you.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.